He still loves you the same. he's just counted those that have fallen out. praise God. This is for the men, really. What's the best way of the men remembering their wife's birthday? Well, forgetting it once, because the wife will remind you after that every time. That's just a throwaway. This morning I want to speak about one of my most favourite subjects of all, the Holy Spirit. I love talking about the Holy Spirit because to me, God said, Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Every time I've gone through a bad time, it's the Holy Spirit that's led me through it. And so that's why I love talking about the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to call it this morning, Who is the Holy Spirit? And this is what Billy Graham says. It's impossible to understand the Bible, Christian living, the structure of the church, or our own relationship with God without understanding the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Bible says that he is not something, he is someone. He is God. And some people find it difficult explaining the Trinity. Well, if you get water, it's water. If you get steam, it's still water. If you get ice, it's still water. So you've got three elements in one. That's the best way I can always describe the Holy Spirit or the Trinity. Water is water, steam is water, ice is water. And today, there is a lot of things that Christians are not taking on board is hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. In other words, not hearing God. You know, we tend to think that because I come to church, because I read my Bible, that's sufficient. But we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is God. He's come in this time so that he can lead us, guide us, take us away. And the Holy Spirit speaks in so many different ways. The Holy Spirit can speak through a message, a song, a grandmother, can speak through anybody, really. The Holy Spirit is not restricted to the way he can do things. What restricts the Holy Spirit, sadly, is us. Because, you see, the Holy Spirit, being a gentleman that he is not going to force himself upon anybody. He's going to be somebody, he's going to be the person that says, listen to me and I will guide you. Listen to me and I will teach you. Listen to me and I will take you wherever you need to go. There's not a person who is born again who is without the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit brings conviction. When we hear the gospel, and the gospel convicts us, the word that we read, you know, it says in 1 John, doesn't it, that the word became flesh. So the word that comes out is the inspired word of God, or the inspired word of the Holy Spirit. You see, God is so wonderful in what he does and what he says and what he helps us through. You see, I say that we have this morning, we have a God of judgment, because God will judge sin. We have a God of love, which is Jesus, and then we have a God of power, in broad terms. And that power has been given to us this morning. That power that God has given through the Holy Spirit, He's given us that so that we can do greater works than Him. That's what the Bible tells me. And if we have the Holy Spirit within us, which as a born-again Christian, we have the Holy Spirit within us, therefore, why are we not exercising what the Holy Spirit tells us to do? Because we have authority over demons. We have authority over the principalities. We have authority this morning to bring salvation through the Word to those that are lost. We've been given that authority. You know, just as somebody that goes off as an ambassador to a country, they take with them the authority of the crown when they are ambassadors. And this morning, every single one of us this morning, we are ambassadors of the King because the Holy Spirit is leading us. You see, when we, I don't know about you, sometimes when I'm going to buy a car or do something, that, and then I suddenly say, Lord, is this the right thing to do? And I don't have a peace. Then that peace is saying to me, don't do it. I remember once I was driving along the M6, and as I was driving along the M6, I was on the fast lane. Now, I wasn't speeding really, honestly. I was just sort of maybe just a little bit over. But I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me, move over. So I moved over, and then right beside me, the car crashed. You see, now if I hadn't listened to the Holy Spirit, I'd have been in that accident. And of course, I was battling it on, and there was a carnage behind me. But what the Holy Spirit did was protect me. And the Holy Spirit this morning is the person who gives us protection. If we listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, we will be protected, we will be given direction, we will be blessed, we will be encouraged, we will be set free from the things that bind us. Because this morning the Holy Spirit will set us free. The Holy Spirit gives us life. It says in Ephesians 2:1, our spirit within us, made us in the image of God, is dead towards God. Mankind needs life. Yet all who have sinned and therefore are dead toward God. So, we have this morning, we are alive spiritually because God is within us. Those that do not, as the Bible calls them, pagans, the people that are unsaved, the people that are lost, people are going to a lost eternity, this morning, they are dead spiritually. But this morning, praise God, we are alive because of the Holy Spirit within us. And yet, somehow, I don't understand how God works this out. It says in the Bible that we are all sinners fallen short of His glory. And yet my sins have been forgiven. Because what God sees in my heart and in your heart, He sees a reflection of Jesus. So therefore, we can be sinners because we are susceptible to the things of the world, but we can be free from sin. It says in James that we have the ability through the Holy Spirit to say no to temptation. And yet the people in the world, we see it, they don't have the same ability to say no to temptation. They're being tempted with gambling, tempted with drinks, drugs, and all sorts of other things. But as Christians, we have the authority through the Holy Spirit to say no. We can say no to temptation. I love my God so much because of what he's done in my life. And I trust that you love God just as much because of what he's done in your life. Now, I'm going to go to two portions of Scripture where it shows how we must listen to the Holy Spirit. You see, there are opinions about all sorts of things. Even in church, there's an opinion about Scripture. There's an opinion about football. There's an opinion about relationships. There's opinions on opinions and opinions. And it goes on and on. And sadly, the church has fallen into that area of opinions. We see that God has a way of turning things round. Now, during the lockdown, I really heard God saying that the churches and local churches, as well as the Church Universal, need to reset. In other words, not go along the way that you've always gone along. Reset your thinking, reset your direction, reset the way that the church should be functioning. And if we go to Exodus 17, 1-7, we see there that Moses was listening to people moaning because they were thirsty. They were whinging away, oh, we want to drink, God's not leading us, God's not doing this, we're in a desert and we need a drink. But doesn't that remind you a little bit of church? We need this in church, we need that in church, we need so-and-so in church, we need all of these things. Hold on, the one thing that you need in church is the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing, because the politicians coming together to try and change the planet is not going to change anything. But the Holy Spirit is the only person that can change the world. And in fact, we read that there will be a new heaven and earth. That's not going to be happening by politicians. That's going to be happening because of God moving by the Holy Spirit. And then what happens in this story, and I guess you all know this story of Moses, he's told to hit the rock to get a drink. So he calls the leaders and he says, bring the people forward, and he's obedient to what God says. He strikes a rock and then they're filled with water, or they have a drink. And then if we turn to Numbers 27-12, Moses is exactly in the same position. He's exactly where he was before. People were whinging again because they didn't get water to drink. And what we read in this part in Numbers is that God said to Moses, speak to the rock. What Moses did was not speak to the rock. He went back to what he knew. He had the staff in his hand. He went back to what he knew and struck the rock. And God said to him, because you didn't trust me, you won't see the promised land. And I believe that that's a message to the churches. Don't listen or go back to where you were. Listen to what God is saying to you now. And when you listen to what God is saying to you now, not reverting back to the old ways, but reverting back to the new way that God is leading, you will see a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You will see the promised land. You will see what God has for you. You will see everything that God has promised. So we see that if we listen to what God is saying, there will be change. If we try to say, well, in the... I remember I was in a church and I sat in a chair, and this lady came up to me and she said, "That's my chair. I've always sat in that chair." Can you imagine? So I had to move because it was her chair. Now, I don't know whether she actually paid money for that chair or not. I don't know. But she'd always sat there, and that was her chair. So I said, well, you're sitting on the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was there before you. The Holy Spirit is sitting on every chair. She just looked at me sideways and thought I'd gone do Lely Tap. But there you go. You see, when we listen to the Holy Spirit, it's called, do you know this wonderful word that goes through Scripture? It's called obedience. And we need to be obedient to what God is doing. There's no use going back to John Wesley's time. There's no use going back to the time before then and all the church recommendations and all the rest of it. We need to be now. What is God saying to me now? What is God leading me to do now? And that's where we're at. I could, you know, my old spiritual father, if you like, he used to say, plan for tomorrow, but live for today. Plan for tomorrow, but live for today. Because we are in this moment, and I can say, at this moment, I am saved. I don't know what I'm going to fall into tomorrow. But at this moment, I'm saved. At this moment, I want to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. At this moment, and that is today, is the day that I'm living for Jesus. Tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be living for Jesus tomorrow. And we can only do that by listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. We see that in this, Moses, on one hand, listened and struck the rock. The second part, we read that he didn't listen and he struck the rock. Big difference. And the rewards that we get for being obedient to the Holy Spirit are immense. We can never outgive God in anything. And our experience with him will be immense. You see, in John 5:19, Jesus reflected on the perfect will of God, perfect obedience. Jesus, as a man, as God as a man, he was perfectly obedient to what God was saying. If I could borrow three people, just three people out here, please. I'll give you a demonstration. There's one, two, one more. Come on, Graham. Come on. This is how it works. Okay? We have God, we have Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm wanting to listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying. So the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and then I go back and do what I've got to do. When I'm in trouble, I go to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit goes to Jesus. Jesus, who is our intercessor, goes to the Father. The Father then speaks to Jesus, who then the Holy Spirit brings to me. That's how it works. Okay, thanks, lads. So I just wanted to demonstrate the philosophy of the way that Holy Spirit works. And if we listen to what the Holy Spirit says, you know, great things will happen. I can, this is not to glorify myself in any way, but just to try and give you encouragement. I was once working for the Birmingham Post and Mail newspaper, and I was going off to a meeting, and the Holy Spirit said to me, go and see so-and-so. And I thought, oh no, I've got to go to this meeting. I'll be late for this meeting. But I listened to the Holy Spirit and I went to this lady's house and spoke to her. And she was going through a terrible time. I managed to pray with her. And do you know, the meeting was delayed. Another time, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, I was going down to London for a meeting with an advertising agency, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was a man who was stood by the side of the road wanting a lift. So I pulled over and I thought, he's going to listen to the gospel all the way down to London unless he jumps out of the car. He's not going to escape. I've got a captive audience. And so I got him in the car and I said, what's going on? He said, I've just been released from prison. I said, oh yeah, what for? He said, well, murdering my wife. And I said, well, what happened? He said, well, I came home and I found her with another man and I just lost it. And so I murdered her. So I said, fine. I said, what money have they given you? And they said, well, they just gave me £20. I said, where were you? He says, I was imprisoned in Scotland. And they gave me £20, and I'm going down to London. And God said to me, give him some money. So for the next 10 miles, I argued with God. I need the money because I'm going to an advertising agency who I need to buy a meal for to get the order. And that was, I said, Lord, you know that. And for about 10 miles, I was arguing with God. And in the end, I just gave in. And so when we pulled over in London, I gave him some money. And then, this is in London, remember, where the streets are always full. I was walking down this street to this advertising agency. And this person came up to me and said, I need some money. And I thought, oh no, not again. And so I just walked on. And then a conviction came, the Holy Spirit conviction. I turned round and that person had gone. What God was showing me, it was an angel that had been asking for the money. What God was showing me, that I was being disobedient. But what God had done was made plans, because when I got to the advertising agency, says, sorry, Pete, I've been trying to get hold of you. The meeting's cancelled. So there I was, with worrying about the money, needn't worry. But if you listen to what God is saying, strange things happen, but also wonderful things happen. And it's a case of always listening. Don't do the programs that you've always done. Don't get in the same habits that you've done, because God is a God of change. God is a God of amazing ability. And often we just get into our church ruts, and this is church universal, not just any, I'm talking about any church. We get into our church ruts, and we come along, do the same thing, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and you know, when you sit down in the pew, what the order, what the program, what's going to happen is going to be. Because we're in our rut. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. And suddenly, great things start to happen. It's the gospel that changes the church. The gospel, the word of God, changes the church. The Holy Spirit, if we are obedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying, I promise you by the word of God, change will happen. Shall we just bow our heads in prayer? The Holy Spirit this morning may have spoken to you, may not have spoken to you. But I just want you to spend a few moments thinking about, are we being obedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying? Am I stuck in tradition? Am I whatever? This morning, if you want to hear from God, just ask God, fill me afresh. Give me a new anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh this morning. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you, Lord, that if we are obedient to you, we know that you will see things happen. So, Lord, I give you all the praise and glory this morning for your word, for your pouring out of your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, I just pray this morning that each one of us, as we leave this place this morning, each one of us will know that new anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Phil.